The Supreme People's Procuratorate is investigating 11 officials and port executives for allegations of dereliction of duty and abuse of authority. Li Wenxiang is heading the investigation. He says they've found numerous causes for possible prosecution.
整一段的调查，张安珠初步查明了天津市。
Through our investigation, the special probe has found serious dereliction of duty in the licensing, approval, management, and supervision of many administrative and supervision departments in Tianjin, including the Municipal Transport Committee, the Work Safety Bureaus, and the port authorities. We have opened official files and cases against the officials involved.
The 11 officials being investigated include the director of the Tianjin Municipal Transportation Commission, the former deputy director of the Tianjin Municipal Communication, Transportation and Port Administration Bureau, the director of the Port Administration Office, and the vice head of the Tianjin Bureau of Work Safety. Li Wenxiang says their investigation process involves three steps.
一是呢，要抓紧做好已经立案的11名。
First, we investigate and collect evidence into the 11 suspects. Secondly, we will continue looking for more clues into what caused the blast and put all suspects involved in the case under investigation. And third, we are also looking into possible embezzlement and bribery.
At the same time, police have officially arrested 12 people connected to Rehai International Logistics. This is the company which owns the warehouse which stored the chemicals involved in the explosion. Those arrested include Rehai's chair, vice chair, and three deputy general managers. They have been charged with illegally storing dangerous materials. An inspector with the company which gave Rehai the original safety approvals has also been taken into custody. Meanwhile, five state-owned property developers in Tianjin have formed an alliance to purchase apartments damaged in the explosion. Zhang Guoying with the Binhai New District Committee says those who choose not to sell will also be given help.
After the apartments are fully inspected, we will work out a detailed plan. Depending on how badly the apartments are damaged, we will decide whether or not to repair them or demolish them. We promise the government will provide compensation.
The official death toll from the explosions currently stands at 145. Nearly 30 others are still listed as missing. For CRI, this is Yu Yang.